peanuts, and of course you have to buy them. You have to buy them green, you know, green nut. And shell them and take them nuts and go out there and plant them. And by golly, we was going down the row and we got out the other end and looked around and we had some ducks and they was just coming right down the row behind us and scooping them all up. Oh, mercy. Yeah. I had the rows all fixed and by golly, we was dropping these things, you know, and we was going to plant them, see how far they'd go, and then we'd go back and cover them up. And by golly, when we got to the other end of the field, we looked around, here come the ducks. They were just coming along there just scooping them things up, just like picking up shell corn.
It sure makes fat ducks, doesn't it?
Yeah, ornery does. Yes. Yes. I think they eat the most of our seed, and I think that was the end of our peanut. Trying to raise peanuts. Oh, God.
Sweet potatoes.
I don't know how we come out on that deal unless we ate the ducks. If we ate the ducks, well, we might have got our money's worth out of them. But they sure scooped them up.
What kind of potatoes did you grow?
Large potatoes. Oh, I've raised sweet potatoes too, but then I've raised lots of Irish potatoes, but once in a while we'd plant some sweet potatoes. But we always planted Irish potatoes. My goodness, that was the first thing we'd plant.
Did you have walnuts?
Well, natives. Just natives. Uh-huh. We didn't have any tame ones.
What did you call the outside of the walnut?
The hull?
That's the one that gave me brown fingers?
That's right. And by golly, I'll tell you an experience I had with that. We went down in the timber along the river and gathered a lot of them things. And we was wondering what in the world we were going to do, how we were ever going to get them all shelled. But some old boy said to me, he said, have you got a corn sheller? And I said, yeah, I've got a corn sheller. Boy, he said, that's the thing to shell walnuts with. And say it was. Now, no kidding.
Didn't it gum it up?
No, we let them get good and dry. You know, just let them lay there till they got the hulls got good and dry, and then just slammed them into that thing and just feed them down in there. Man, it just knocked them hulls over there. Once in a while, it'd break one, but not many.
I thought you were going to say it got your sheller all stuck up.
No, it would if you would try to shell them too green. Yes, you'd get in a terrible mess then. But no, we let them get good and dry. And well, our boy just thrashed them through that thing. I mean, it didn't take very long.
The fellow told me his grandfather had an old 1932 car. He jacked up one wheel of that and made a trough underneath it. He started the car and put it in gear, and this free wheel, of course, was the one that went around. And he just dropped his walnuts in that trough.
Yeah.
And he'd take the hull off, and the walnut would fly off the whole 50 feet.
Yeah.
He'd re-skinned them out.
Yes, that's right.
Under the hull, what did you call the hard part?
Well, that was the shell. Bet you, and they'd get hard too, boy.
Oh boy. And then inside the shell? Inside the shell?
Inside of the shell?
Uh-huh.
Well, inside the shell was the kernel, or the goody. I think we'd call it the goodies. And they were good too.
Oh yes.
That might have been an expression of speaking about how good they were. We called them goodies.
That's a fairly common term.
Yeah, I think so, the goody, that's right.
Is that what you call them as a boy, a kernel or a goody?
Well, we always call it the goody. Yeah. That was a good part of it, and we call it the goody. Yeah.